we hear in St. Paul, in the letter from St. Paul to Timothy, about St. Paul's conversion. And he was one of the great attackers of the church, if you will. And the Lord, in his life, just simply stopped him, literally, and knocked him down. As the Word of God was coming to him, he was literally blinded from what he had been doing and unable to see. And we hear in his letter that God eventually sent Ananias to him in Damascus to bring the word to him, the truth to him. And the truth came to him in such a way that the blindness that he had, the scales on his eyes, fell away. He was able to see the truth. He was able to see God's love and to realize who Jesus Christ was for him personally, who he was for him personally. And that changed everything for him. Of course, as we know, he became a great preacher and teacher of the Word of God and of Jesus. The Gospel tells us that in a similar way, the people of the day of Jesus were drawn to him, and they were sinners, they were tax collectors, they were considered the outcasts, and they were drawn to him. They found themselves really pulled to him with his love for them. And in many ways, that's really the invitation that each of us have. We are drawn to Christ. He draws us to him. And it's his love that draws us to him. We just had the Mass at St. Joseph's Chapel in Pearlington, and they were showing me the picture of St. Joseph's Church that had been literally blown off its foundations and ended up in the middle of the highway. And that really was striking. And that's a similar story that we have here. And it's a similar story we have all the way down the coast, I can tell you, even to Moss Point. And along those lines, finding Christ in each of these moments is really the key. And along those lines, there's a story that I read in a book by John Powell. It's called Happiness is an Inside Job. And in the story, and this is not unlike some of the stories I've heard as I've been your bishop now for the last 2.5 years, there was a woman who really was struggling in life. She really did not believe in God. She really did not believe in anything. And she really was living not a good life. And she finally got fed up with it all. And something traumatic happened in her life, just like Katrina. Just like that. And so she found herself one day walking on the beach. And she had decided she was going to swim out as far as she could swim and let things take its course. But as she tearfully, you know, was on the beach kind of walking along, she heard a voice say to her, "Turn back and look. Turn back and look." And so she turned back and she looked. And as the waves were coming in, they were literally wiping away her footprints. And she then heard a voice say to her again, "That is what my love and mercy does in your life. You are forgiven. I want you to love and to live." And that moment literally changed her life, and she became a person of faith. It changed her completely. In a similar way for us, we've gone through major hurricanes in our own lives, or major difficulties in our lives. It's really an invitation to be drawn to Jesus, for he is the good shepherd. And I know in my own life, whenever I found myself really struggling, whenever I found myself really beginning to wonder, what's God doing? Going to Him has been the answer. Going to Him has helped me to understand what God was doing in my life. And sometimes it's as I look over my shoulder and I see the footprints that have happened. And the footprints, of course, are not mine, but they're of the Lord Jesus Christ. For He walks with us, just as He told us in the gospel, when the shepherd went to find the lost sheep, that's us. Literally carries us on His shoulders, literally brings us back to the fold and loves us into being. Let's pray in a special way during this Mass that we, as we receive Holy Communion and take the Good Shepherd into ourselves, that we may be one with Him in love, and one with Him in hope, and one with Him in faith.